to be here. Equipment didn't make it today, so I'm kind of hard on equipment, so if anything else falls apart, it's probably my fault, but
we'll be right back.
would you confuse the nature of my blues and refuse a hand to me?
Thank you.
riches and fame. It's all a vicious game. You're little insane. You're little insane. What the demons you gain is the public of pain. This little song for my father.
Thank you.
in our snow white shrouds. We want to thank Center Stage and Kaz for generously lending us their equipment in time of emergency. Thank you, Kaz. See, usually I play this song perfect, so if I make any mistakes, it's not my fault. Actually, since it only has one chord, and I make a mistake, and it's like...
Thank you.
Thank you. So have I told you my new joke yet? I can't remember. Well, I'll tell you it later.
Oh, I can tell it now?
All right, well, I'll tell it real fast. Well, this guy is like fixing his lawn. Did I tell you this? This guy's like, you know, fixing his lawn. He's one of these good guys. You know, he doesn't use any like weird disinfectants or sprays or, you know, he takes care of his lawn. He respects dandelions and he respects wildflowers. And he's a good environmentalist. But he's fixing his lawn and all of a sudden he sees at his feet this one thing he doesn't like is this big, ugly, old, gross snail. It's just this big, ugly, old snail. So he takes the snail and he throws it in his neighbor's yard. So then about a year later, a knock comes on the door, and he opens the door, and it's the snail. The snail looks up at him and says, "What the hell was that all about?"
Thank you.
Well, I saw that darn cat salute frozen, skinned in the river, sliding like some mean oil slick, and no one seemed to mind. I saw that darn cat, and it seemed to symbolize everything obsolete and beautiful, moving into the future, dissolving into dust. And I watched its little lives, all nine of them, moving up into the white wispy clouds. I saw their little souls merging, and I saw them separate and move into a mushroom shape, pink and gold. I saw, just as a child, they put us in lines and had us lie on the basement floor with our hands over our heads. They said if the bomb dropped, we'd be all right. If we just kept our hands over our heads, it would be all right. We could drink bottled water and eat Campbell's soup, and it would be all right. We laid on the floor of the bomb shelters. The 50s were blooming in Philadelphia, and there in the desert, they were testing. They said it would be all right. They were testing in the desert, and I was up there in the clouds, and I saw that pink and gold cloud mushrooming over the desert, and I felt as big as the sky, and I saw. I am, pull me close, trying to understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on. Springsteen. This little song I'd like to dedicate to my good friend Carol McFedridge and all my old pals from South Jersey. Thank you. Opportunity to be together, and people, election year. The Republican convention is coming to Philadelphia. Listen to what those motherfuckers have to say. Listen to what the motherfucking Democrats have to say. Figure out something. But I, people, register to vote. We got voter registration papers here for you. Register to vote. Use your voice. Use your voice. Use your vote wisely. And when the Republicans come, make them answer your questions. Because Philadelphia is a great city, and it should be used for great things. It's the city where the Declaration of Independence was first read, where the Constitution was brought about. People, when people come to your city, make them stand up, be upright, account for themselves. I was dreaming in my dreaming, well, of an aspect bright and fair, and my sleeping. Suspect and bending low as if to hear. Good night, everybody. We've already extended the curfew, so we have to go. But we had a great time. Get home safe. And I'm sorry about my bad language. It just happens sometimes. Sometimes I have bad language, but I'm not a bad person. So bye-bye.